Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. The next and final set of islands on our epic South and Central American journey that I'm going to take you to are somewhere that I had never heard about before this trip. We were in the far north of Colombia with plans to go on to Venezuela and down to Brazil, where we met somebody who lived in Caracas. He told us it was far too dangerous for backpackers to go to Venezuela at that point in time, and even made us give him our word that we would not visit Venezuela. So now we had to find a way to continue our journey, and through our research, we found we could take a small boat from Colombia to Panama through a set of islands called the San Blas Islands. We were hooked. We went off to Cartagena, which is a fascinating city to visit in its own right. So while we were exploring the city and learning about its history, we were also in search of a boat that we could join for this journey through to the Panama. We found sailing vessel Luca with her Polish captain Tomak and his wife and first officer Beata. This was going to be our home for the next week. We went off shopping for essentials, which really were seasickness tablets and beers. Food was included in our trip. That was all we needed to buy. We were really confident with our choice of boats, as Tomak is the last person in the Guinness Book of Records to have sailed the wrong way around the world, against the prevailing winds, non-stop and single-handed. The only company he had was his dog Vatsak, who we also got to meet on board this boat. We were the United Nations of sailing mates with a couple from Hong Kong, someone from Hungary living in Hawaii, a Zimbabwean lady living in Australia, an American family, and the two of us, ex-South Africans living in London. As we sailed on this journey, we stopped at really small islands. Imagine the most perfect small island filled with palm trees laden with coconuts, surrounded by a small skirt of the whitest sand. We would swim from the boat to these islands, and the water was so clear that we could see the fish swimming by us and the starfish on the seabed way below us. Of course, I say we, but I had this all described to me as my vision was so poor by this time. Many of them were uninhabited. Sometimes they were inhabited by one person or a family who would be looking after the island. Families took it in turn to look after each of these islands, and sometimes we were lucky enough to find a hammock strung between palm trees that we could sway on in the breeze. They would sell us coconuts that we could drink the milk of and the flesh from, and then they would catch fish and grill them over an open fire for us for lunch. Oh, how I dream of being there right now. Amazingly, these islands are just about 6 kilometers off the mainland. Some of the islands even had phone signal, not that we were looking for that. Evenings on board were such a pleasure. Very chilled, enjoying meals together on deck, and sometimes in the evening, Annie and I would be treated to a rum with the captain. I've never been a rum drinker before, but being offered this amazing South American rum in the middle of these islands, I was converted. One of the islands was slightly bigger and had some homes on it and a bar, so it's where all of the boats traveling between Colombia and Panama would converge, and we would all go on shore to have a drink at the bar and meet other travelers. It was great fun. On another island, we snorkeled around a shipwreck. The captain of this ancient ship was really worried about his cargo, so although he knew he was going down, he made sure to get as close as possible to the island to save his precious rum. Our last night had views of the island slipping away into the darkness and the sea out of our view. As we headed towards Panama and the next leg of our journey, we had no idea where it would take us. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.